Thank you, BBS, for broadcasting us over the Internet Worldwide Live. It is today Monday, April 19th, 2017.
It's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? It is Wednesday?
Yeah.
I believe you. Wednesday, April 19th, in 2017. I think that's where the 17 came from. Welcome, y'all. It's another evening where you can submit questions online that might be asked live on the call. I think that's the plan. We had two more people join in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say a name or location. We welcome you.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening to you. A warm welcome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Terry, have you noticed whether or not the 8-herb ECAC was different than the 4-herb one?
Yeah. The 8-herb is powdered. And
right, but how about
I have to have the powder strained out if there's any particles, because if there's particles in it, I throw it back up. But if I have it strained, I love it.
So is it helping you more than the 4-1?
Well, I'm still working on it. The 4 was helping me out an awful lot. So I'm still evaluating the 8. I don't know what the difference is.
Well, keep listening to your body.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. We are Worldwide Live to be listened to over the Internet through VBS. I welcome all those that come on board online. And we are at the hour. When are you present?
No.
Just your voice is enough.
Must be his ghost.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, sometime I would like to tell a story about a ghost. I would love to tell it tonight if I could. It's a very, very interesting story.
Oh, there's no time tonight. You have to clear up with me.
I'll be really brief.
No, we want the detailed version.
We want a bedtime story.
I would love to tell this story. It is.
All right, we'll take a vote. I already know you won, so.
Yeah. Okay, can I begin my story? You want to turn on the recorder?
No, we got to wait till more people come in. If you're going to tell a story, there should be the biggest audience.
But we might have a bunch of people on the radio, and it will be recorded.
Yeah.
All right, will you stop being on Terry's side?
I'm staying on her
side. I'm on her side, too.
To be considered.
All right. It's a fascinating story. I mean, I was astounded about this ghost.
Hey, this is Chris in Memphis, and I'm also on Terry's side.
All
hey,
right.
Chris. Hey.
When you whetted our appetite, you got to go on. This kind of
thing. Hey, Wynn, man, I put in a question. The question thing wasn't work. I couldn't get it to work, so I put it to your Gmail.
Huh. We are live on this recording of today, April 19th, on a Wednesday night. Wynn, I'm glad you're ready too. We have the mics open.
Wait. I'm not starting yet.
I'm ready.
Oh, wait a second here. Hang on.
Your conference recording has stopped.
We'll start.
He's
in
control of the dashboard.
So is I. We can have dueling dashboards.
All right.
No, I'm not just being I'm not just being cantankerous. Is that the right word?
You've been that way all day.
Ornery.
Look, will you stop getting into our personal life publicly? Chris.
Yes, sir.
Listen, let me give you the floor and you can just do some grunts and groans.
All right, that's cool. If we had like a little keyboard or something, man, we could, you know, be like a little.
We could record your grunts and put them on a keyboard.
Right? Yeah.
And then it
yeah.
email you yeah. as soon as recording is legal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shamanic Grunts by Chris Blair.
Hi.
Assured to raise your vibration or drive you insane.
Hi, what did you say?
I need to leave for 20 minutes.
Hmm. You need to leave for 20 minutes?
Yep. To my son,
okay,
I'll be back.
Tell the story first. So I'm asking you.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
No, we're not ready yet. We're not ready.
Oh. Wow. I'm like record scratching.
Oops.
Now, I did get a couple questions tonight, Chris. And they did come in on questions that intelligent. How are you sending your question, Chris?
I did it. I tried to go to questions at intelligentfinity.com, and it wouldn't do anything. It was just, I couldn't do it.
I mean, I've gotten 3 questions so far, so.
Oh.
I sent one the other day because I thought I missed it. I was a
yeah.
baby.
So it's working for other people.
Mm. Ah, maybe the universe is trying to work against me.
Well, it's probably punishing you for past life.
Probably so.
I sent a question last week that didn't get there, and I'm using Gmail.
did you send me a question before the call or during it?
Last week, before.
Before.
And it sent, I got a message back saying it didn't get through.
Well, I
use Gmail, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably the CIA.
Yes.
What was your question, Don?
I don't remember.
Must have been important, right?
Never know.
Well, if anyone has a question that didn't get through and they want to mention it now, that's okay.
This is Bonnie. Did you get mine?
I did get yours. Yes, I did.
Did you get mine, Chris? Ate that Jerry Wave.
Who is that?
Email Chris J.K. Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask a question
about
dreams and using dreaming to, you know, because using dream, I couldn't formulate.
All right, Chris,
you can
wait, excuse me.
Yes.
The time for your grunts and groans is over. I gave you a chance.
I don't think I was doing that. Right now it's probably due to the allergy. I know Memphis has got a lot of pollen, so I'm sorry. I'll try to mute my grunts.
Okay, we can mute you if you have trouble. First of all, Don, before you say what you said, someone was telling me they had a question. Okay, I have a question from Valerie, a question from Chris, and a question from Bonnie. Did anyone else submit a question that we didn't get?
Yes, this is May from Concord. When do we get to hear Terry's detailed story about the gun?
You have to send it by email, May.
I'm going to send mail.
What's that? May, just be called. We're gonna hear it, all right? Just let's wait until I start the recording, okay? And I'm just laying the groundwork. All right. See what she did, Terry?
I've been so excited about telling this story.
All right. Well, Everyone is looking forward to it, okay?
All right.
So, no one else had a question that didn't get through, right?
Actually, I just sent you one, Win.
Okay. John, did you ask if the Elohim would destroy the Illuminati?
No. Something that's very important. One of my friends, Pam, she wanted me to stop because she doesn't have access to a computer.
Okay, let me see if I see a question here, okay?
Yeah.
And who did you send it to? Did you send a question to Intelligent Dash Infinity?
Yes. She says yes, uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. Hang on.
I'm not the only one on the other digital divide. I'm the wrong side.
Was that Robin? John, I don't see your question.
I just sent it a few seconds ago.
You sent it 1 minute ago.
Is it
a long question?
It'll take you maybe a minute to read the pre-question and just a very brief question.
I got it, John. All right. Oh, I just want to make sure I was going to have you do it on the phone. Okay.
Hey, do you want me to phone?
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yes.
She just came in. All right. Okay. Terry, we're almost ready.
Okay.
Sit, won't you?
Now, Terry?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Well, I have to have high energy to channel the Elohim. And my energy went up a little bit when we had dinner. So I think.
You think you'll be okay?
I think so.
Like a half hour ago, Terry was not sure if she could do it, you know?
Yeah, because so. I have to have really high energy to bring them in. And I was kind of low energy today.
Okay. All right. I think we're ready, okay?
Oh, good. Okay, see, I'm ready for stuff like this, but when I channel, I'm never ready because it's not me that's coming in.
You're a never ready battery.
Right.
You know, we could just get Terry's of Terry's observations about things without her channeling. I mean, she knows all sorts of stuff.
Oh, you know what? She'll mislead you.
I don't have to believe her.
Actually, I'll tell you, deflect on that, because Terry, there is stuff that Terry knows that we don't usually talk about, and some of it is just too far out. Some of it, I'm not sure if it's true or not. But the longer I go with Terry, the more I get kind of saying, I think she's right. You know, she wrote a book, or she's working on a book, and there's things she really wants to share. And I'm going to do not tonight necessarily, because it's too long, but I'll do a show where we do that. Is that okay with you, Terry?
Oh, yeah, that'd be exciting.
Yeah.
It's my memories and observations and wisdoms.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 19th, 2017, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody everywhere. And this is a call where you guys have submitted questions, and we bring the answers in through Terry right on the call. And we have about four questions for tonight. Terry and I have both been pretty tired. We spent 4 or 5 days in Phoenix last week. And, you know, it's like we are working on getting through Terry through this illusion that she's experiencing, with which I'm not going to say the word, but where she thinks she's sick. And she's really delusional. She's delusional. She's not really sick, at least not at the highest level. But at the lowest level, she is. And so I am becoming an expert of this particular problem. And
he's amazing. Totally amazing, the stuff he's coming up with.
And you guys are all going to benefit from it, because we have come up with so much stuff in every way, shape, or form. From, we've already had Brian on talking about SEAC. And thus far, SEAC seems to be the poor man's remedy for not just cancer, but for arthritis and diabetes and other things. And it's really cheap. It's like something like $25 a month. Plus, the guy at the SEAC company, Brian, gives it away for free if somebody can't afford that much. And he talks to people. He's got a very successful company. And most people that have companies as big as the one he has, you can't get the owner on the phone usually, except without a lot of trouble. But in his case, he answers the phone, even at nighttime, because he so wants to talk about this to people, because he knows he's saving people's lives with the product. And he kind of keeps general track. And it's like he knows all the people it's worked for. Are you making a clicky sound, Terry? Is that you?
Yeah, sorry. It's my headset. It's clicking, and I don't know why.
I see. Oh, well. So, you know what? I'll tell you. I'm going to give you Brian's phone number. Call him up. For any problem. It's like it's good for, I don't know all the things it's good for. I don't know enough yet. But I know it's good for more than those big three that I mentioned. And tell Brian that we sent you, and he'll be more open to talking to you, you know, and less censored. His phone number is 978-504-9517. 978-504-9517. And the interesting thing is, you know, with all the people I'm talking to, I found at least two therapists, people who are somewhat sophisticated, and one shaman who is healing people, who also recommend SEAC tea, and came to the same conclusion I did, that it's really powerful for people. And the shaman, and she doesn't really identify herself as a shaman. I don't want to talk about her yet, because it's still in process. But it's like today, I was talking to her, and she was, you know, she identified, she did a reading on Terry, and has products that she thinks will fix Terry. So we'll see what happens. Today, I was talking to her about some stuff, and she started to do a session with me on the phone. And she said, you know what? There's some nerves that are a little weird at the base. I forget how she used the language. On the base of your spine. And then she said, can I work on it? And I said, oh, yeah. So then I hear these loud thumps. And she tells me, I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm banging my phone on the picture of the spine. and where you're having a problem. And I could feel the energy in my spine, okay? I could feel it. And she did work somewhere else in my body. And she came up with stuff that she shouldn't have come up with unless she was able to really view things. She did that with Terry as well. And it's too soon to recommend her, okay? I want to do a little more evaluation. But I'm really excited. She's really smart. She's really sharp. She's not like a normal shaman. And I don't even know, she doesn't even call herself a shaman. She never advertises, and she has more business than she can handle because people all refer her because they get results. So you guys just hang in there because we're going to have some amazing things to share before we're through this process. And I told Terry she's got to thank everybody who's been going on GoFundMe, you know, and I'm sending donations and sending cards because she keeps saying she's going to do it. And she, you know, every day goes by and she hasn't done it yet. And so many of you have been, we'd probably be dead now if it wasn't for you guys, because we wouldn't be able to pursue all these things. So, Terry?
I really do. I want to thank you, each and every one of you. It is possible for us to continue here where I wasn't able to pull my own as far as the business goes. It's really been helpful to me. Everybody that's contributed or sent their prayers, I wish to thank you.
All right. Now that you've done that, we are ready for your ghost story.
All right. This is a very interesting story. There was a girl that Wynn and I were going to offer a job to help us in the business. It was a couple years ago. And so we invited her to a restaurant in Mesa, California, one of our favorite restaurants down there called Mimi's. And so we all came in, and she was there, and she sat down. And she started to cry. And I thought, I asked her, you know, what's the matter? And she said, my father used to bring me to this restaurant all the time. And my father was murdered. And I looked at her, and then I noticed that the ghost of her father was next to her. And he sat in one of the empty chairs. And so he was talking to her. And so I verbalized what he was saying. He said to her, I wasn't murdered. He said, my best friend, Bill, was very angry with me, and he was going to throw something at me. And I egged him on because I thought my life wasn't worth living. And so Bill threw something at me, and I got killed. But Bill's my best friend, and he didn't murder me. I asked him to do it. And so I relayed that to her, and that was really quite astounding. And there he was, sharing the table with us all. Well, Gwen started to offer her the job. And Bill, or her father, interrupted and said, "This is a little strange, but I need to give you some fatherly advice. And it's a little hard for me to believe that I'm doing it through this fellow, his partner. But I got to give you some fatherly advice about this." And he said, "Be very careful about taking this job you're being offered. He's very good talker, and he makes it sound really good. But consider your situation right now and how it could destabilize everything you got going on here in Mesa." And, well, she didn't take the job. We were just all speechless about the father. He just was part of the whole mail and being part of the conversation. He would join in, and whenever he would say anything, I would verbalize it for everybody. It was quite a revelation for me and for the girl, I think, too. But that's one of the most interesting ghost stories that I ever came across. So there you have it. She didn't take the job, by the way.
Now, I don't know if her father gave her good advice or not. You got to remember.
I think the father gave her very good advice because she had a part-time job. Mm-hmm. And the part-time job was some kind of a stabilization for her, and she had a house or an mm-hmm. apartment, everything she had set up going for her. And anyway, that was the fatherly advice.
Yeah, well, maybe it was good advice. I think, as I recall, she was on the verge. I wasn't trying to tempt her to leave her job and her apartment. She was on the verge of doing that herself.
Yeah,
remember?
But you didn't realize she had a job.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I can't remember now. But in any case, it was very interesting. And sometimes it's amazing to be around Terry and watch those things happen, even on the calls. And she doesn't talk to... We don't look to talk to ghosts, ever.
No, I don't believe... They're looking for somebody to, you know, a way to communicate, and there they are.
Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting, because I'm convinced that it's real, and that they tend to be around people they care about, and they're very frustrated because the people can't hear them.
Right.
So whether it was Michael Jackson or Robin Williams or Morley Safer, those were the three incidences where three famous people came through.
Yeah, and Morley was looking for, he was looking for a way to communicate, and he heard the Elohim coming through, and he grabbed on the communication channel and cut in and started talking to us. He was so relieved, you know?
Yeah.
He was supposed to have a way to talk.
And, I mean, we had another time, this was quite some time ago, where Terry had a friend who was living in the home of another woman who was in a wheelchair, and they were always making plans to make movies and to do big things. They were both kind of artistic. And the woman in the wheelchair died.
Yeah. And
the other woman was quite distraught because her life was revolving around her plans with this person. And so I don't know how it got started, but Terry started channeling the woman in the wheelchair for the that died. And it was, and this was, the woman in the wheelchair wasn't Terry's friend, but the other woman was. And
right.
Terry wanted to be a good friend and help her. And so the woman in the wheelchair wanted to essentially take over Terry and be there.
And I would be her for a time, and they could discuss their movie plans. Like, who should we have to be the actress? Barbara Streisand or somebody else? Or what should we do? But the thing of it was, they were following me around. The woman and the dead woman was following me around. And then when we would have company, she'd try and take over the body of the company. And that was total unsatisfactory.
Yeah, well, there was a woman that was coming around as company and sometimes helping us in the house.
Yeah.
Was coming to our calls, and then she stopped coming around because she was sensitive to this. She felt like something was trying to take her over, okay?
She felt like Lori was trying to take her over, and she had to fight Lori off. So
she didn't understand it, okay? So eventually, I told Terry, you got to terminate this connection because...
Right, because it's like the dead woman was following me around, and wanted to, we don't have any privacy here. This woman is in our space all the time.
All right. So there's a little bit of insight to how ghosts work.
Yeah,
and
I could say a little few words about my brother. When my brother died, we went to his funeral, and I felt really bad because, you know, at funerals, they go speech, and he did this and everything. And so they went through all of that. And after everybody left, when and I stayed, and I told my brother I apologized for him not being included in the ceremony and talking or anything. And he came out in the ghost form, and he said to me, "Terry, I've got to get home to help Mom." When I was in the old folks' home, I didn't have the way. They wouldn't allow me to go home, and now I have another problem. I can't make my body work. So I said, "Your job is done. You don't have to go home. You did a good job." And he was like, "Yeah, I gotta get home." And I said, "Well, Mom's not there anymore." He says, "Well, where is she?" And I said, "She's next to you." He said, "Where's Father?" And I said, "He's next to you on the other side." And he felt very relieved by all of that. And so then I tried to give him lessons in how to intend himself to a tree and back and how to operate without his body. And he was following me around and talking, and he got so tired. energetically. He said, I've got to go back to my body. And he went back to his body. And so we came every chance we could get. And I would talk to him. And he was really looking forward to seeing me every time we went back. And then we had to leave. And so somebody came to Sedona who was a psychic, and they wanted to see me, but I'd been up all night doing TXs, and so I just couldn't get the energy to do it. And so Wynn called me up when she got here, and she had said to Wynn, you got a brother. Jerry has a brother that died, and he's bringing through messages through me. And so I immediately got up, jumped in the car, and went down. And my brother was saying things like, I'm going to reincarnate. And so it's like, it was wonderful to be able to connect up with him. He said, also, see, so ever since he was a little boy, they had kept him on insulin, on a Ritalin. And he said that his whole life, he couldn't feel anything. Like, they gave him drugs his whole life that would cut out his feelings. And so now that he was on the other side, he could feel. And he apologized for me for his insensitivity, which all of a sudden he was making sense. He wasn't like this crazy kid. And so that was amazing, you know, to connect with him like that. It was just like talking to you and me. And there he was in ghost form, and he was just talking. And Wynn was there. Wynn would say, ask him this or ask him that. And so I'd ask him, and he'd answer. So that was really interesting.
All right.
So that's a little bit.
Okay, let's go through our questions tonight, okay?
I want to say one last thing. Like, everybody, like, when I contact them, when they're on, you know, after they've died, it's a whole range of responses that the dead person has. Like, there was one guy, Uncle Ned or something like that, and he said, if I could just get hold of a cigar, I know I would be okay. That was one of the greatest things that people said. Anyway, that's all.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we are here. It is a delight to be with you. We always look forward to the connection and any way we can be of assistance in answering questions. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question is from Bonnie in Corona, California. We have all heard the cliche, moment of clarity. Several years ago, during a very tumultuous time in my life, I had removed myself from a toxic relationship and, like a phoenix, was once again starting over. One ordinary day, while doing ordinary things, I had a brief moment of clarity. It was as if the ceiling in the room opened up to reveal people who were looking down through this opening at me. And I had a clear sense of, oh, that's right. And then it was gone. I was literally on the floor saying, thank you for reminding me. It was quite powerful at the time, but faded over the next few days. Would our sources please comment on this?
Yes. The higher realms, the heaven realm, are open to us, and at times they look down on us and an opening occurs. And during the opening, there is a clarity between the higher realm and yourself. And the entities and beings in the higher realm are connecting with you and are bringing through their contact, their clarity. They are observing you. They are checking in on you to see what is happening with you and to make touch with you. And it is a moment of oneness where the higher realms, the individuals in the higher realms, are reaching to you and making an opening between realms. Then, after this happens, it fades over time, but it was very real for the connection to have occurred. And for the ones above to touch space with you and know how things are with you, they were curious how you were doing. They missed your energy. They wanted to take the moment to connect, and for a moment in time, for everything to be clear between the ones in the upper realm and yourself. This, in order to happen, takes the emphasis of the people in the higher realm that are desirous of connecting with you and making the connection.
Are the beings that made the connection, were they beings that Bonnie had been affiliated with before she came in, before she came into this realm?
They were beings that were associated with her while she was in this realm and had passed over and were together on the other side and were, in a sense, missing her and wanting to re-experience connection.
What density were they in? If we use the Ra model of eight densities, four, you know, fourth is the heart, fifth is the wisdom, sixth is the
Let's say fourth.
Fourth density. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Thank you. Okay. next question from Chris Blair. He talks about the energy of my hometown, Helena, Arkansas, is very powerful. Is it on a ley line? Is there a vortex there? Did that contribute to my paranormal experiences as a child? Did I choose to be born there, or was it just because I chose my parents and they live there?
Thank you. There are several questions here. It is on the ley line, and the energies are very high. It is like a combining of two areas of energies that makes a higher energy where phenomena can come in more easily. Did you choose to be born there? Yes. Was it because of your parents? Because of your mother? Yes. And there is a strong connection between you and your mother and past life. She really cares for you. And it was a bringing together of energies that allowed you to come in and reconnect with your mother, whom you had known in various functions within more than one past life.
Thank you. Valerie from Livermore. There are many people experiencing irritation, lack of focus. She believes it's due to this recent retrograde happening, aka the shift of vibrational frequencies. Now, I'm going to make a comment here. When you talk about retrograde usually is talking about astrological cycles where planets appear to be going in the reverse direction. They're not really going in the reverse direction, but from the Earth's point of view, based on everything, they appear to be. And during times of period of retrograde, the vibrations of the planets are impacting us in a way that is usually discordant, okay? So she's using the word yet retrograde, and then she goes, aka the shift of vibrational frequencies. And those are two different things. So so people are experiencing irritation of lack of focus. And my own inclination is many people are experiencing that because of the shift of vibrational frequencies, because the old reality, consensus realities, people that have grounded themselves into this realm using those realities are falling apart. And you don't have to be a mystic to observe that. Things like governments, things like religions, things that, you know, that have been the structures. And when they fall apart, if somebody doesn't have a connection to the higher frequencies that are coming in and regroup themselves accordingly, then they're going to have a problem. So I don't believe retrograde, the planets, don't last that long normally. You know, they usually Mercury retrograde, I can't remember, it might last a few weeks. But and this is different than a retrograde. So our sources can clarify if I'm correct there and make their comment. Thank you.
Thank you. When you have an energy as if you are connected with the energy of the stars, the energy of the earth, the energy of the planet, the energy of the location, then you take that into account in your daily life. But when a planet goes into retrograde, then it has a different effect on the energy field. And you're used to it going into a certain energy field. But suddenly, it isn't reacting like it normally reacts. Perhaps acting in reverse. So you're used to your GPS unit saying, go forward. And all of a sudden, the GPS unit is going backwards. And you're miscalculating according to your forward motion. You need to be able to clear any changes like that. You stay in present time enough so that if it, the energies are going in a different direction than they normally do, that you don't get tripped up by them going in, thinking they're going in the same direction they've always gone through. So it tends to be a period of clearing where you need to stay in present time and react with situations immediately as they occur instead of relying on energies from the past where you put your foot forward according to the energies of the past, and the energies of the past have changed, so it can trip you up. We hope that helps a little.
Thank you. Next question. Okay, John is asking a question, and I'm going to explain why John's question is probably not going to get answered to his satisfaction, but we will let them answer it however they see fit. But I'll read what he sent me. My friend Pamela's brother David was found dead at age 37 in Maplewood, New Jersey. She has a strong feeling that her brother was murdered by his wife for the insurance money. It is known by the family lawyer that David's wife is guilty of embezzlement from David's company, according to accounts who investigated the company's books. The timing of David's death is suspicious. Most insurance policies take 2 years to become valid. His wife, Elena, was filing for divorce because David was cheating on him. The death certificate says the cause of death is pending investigation. The coroner's report will probably not be available until the first half of August. Can our sources confirm whether or not foul play was involved? Pam is currently staying in her mother's house for her brother's funeral, but she normally lives in Nevada, California. Okay, now, John, I'm going to tell you all the reasons that you're not going to get an answer for this that you're looking for. First of all, if you recall what Carla Ruckert said, and I know this is true, when you ask cursory questions that are not true 10,000 years from now, as now, you tempt a negative source. This is a psychic type question. This would be something that would tempt a negative source to come in and give an answer to. It's like, it's not the Elohim's position to bring this kind of information in. Also, it damages the credibility of our work. Also, there's no positive results from it, because nobody can go to court and say, well, on Winfrey's conference call, they said foul play was involved. Also, another thing is, if we started answering questions like this accurately, it would like create paranoia in the negative in this realm, like the CIA and all those things, because suddenly we're giving all this cursory, could potentially lead to people being afraid of us doing stuff that could unveil them. And that's not a good thing to create in terms of the work we're doing. So those are all the reasons that this question would not get answered on this call from my perspective. And I wouldn't want them to answer it for all those reasons, because it will tempt other people to ask similar questions. And before you know it, we'll be like a psychic hotline, okay? So those are my comments, and I'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. We have a privacy clause, which we do not reveal personal information. Even if it is of a severe nature, we honor the person's privacy. And so we don't dig into their private lives and then spread answers to what people are looking for about them. We say this is a matter for resolving in your density with your means. It is a matter of resolving, and we honor people's privacy.
Thank you. I forgot to mention that one, but that's very important. Thank you. The question that we didn't do for tonight was from Rich, okay? And Rich, ask it next week. One comment I'll make about that guy, Keisha, K-E-S-H-E, is that I have been paying attention to him a little bit over periods of time. And he's collected a lot of money from people and didn't deliver what he promised them. Okay? A lot. And I'm not sure about his integrity. Okay? So look it up yourself about him. This is in this realm. It's on the internet. All kinds of people have comments about it. And see if you trust him to the same degree after you look at the comments. And that does not mean that there's nothing valid to what he's doing. There may be. Just that I can't understand why he seems to be unethical. And on that note, we're going to end this call. We're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing. And thank you all for being here. I'm going to unmute everybody. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Terry. You're welcome.
Thank you, Nguyen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nguyen, Terry.
You're welcome.
Good night. Peace to go.
Thank you, Nguyen.
Hey, you guys are so welcome. And thank you. Thank you for helping us and helping give us a purpose to be in this realm. we need that.
Like
you're welcome. We love you. That's why.
Yes, we love you.
We love you. And we'll see you on Whole Planet Healing.
Bye.
Your conference recording has stopped.